a great privilege itself to be asked to be captain. I've been playing about 3 or 4 years with a lot of these girls, so I was delighted when Davey and Sean approached me about captain, and we're looking forward to a good year, hopefully. So.
Yeah. And have you captaincy experience before with the club or anything, or college?
Yeah, well, I captained the club a couple of years ago, so I have that behind me. But I'm working with a great bunch of girls, so they make the job a lot easier.
Yeah. And I know last year was a difficult year for Donegal ladies football, a change of management towards the end of the league, and Davey McLaughlin and Sean O'Kane coming in. And I'm not saying last year was written off at that stage, but I know you've got a lot of work done and there's a great buzz in the squad.
To be honest, we've had a bad couple of years coming off 2010 with a lot of girls going away, and we've kind of been struggling since. But since the boys have come in now, they've a great setup for us, and we've all been doing our bit since before Christmas, so we're hoping now that we've been stuck in a rut of defeats there for a long time, so we're hoping now we can change that on Sunday.
And a lot of the wild geese returning as well.
Yeah, well, we've a few back in camp, so yeah, that's always a positive.
Pegarty is in the Donald are back, so obviously, and I know Yvonne McMonigal is talk of her coming as well, isn't there?
There is, aye. She's she's not sure, she doesn't have a date yet, but she'll be back anyway before championship, fingers crossed. So it's great having them back on the panel itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives a great lift to the rest of us. So.
And tell me, down in Division 2, relegated last year, and I suppose the aim is to rebuild down there and get back up as quick as possible?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Up now for next year. We had a lot of good performances last year, but at the end of the day, we never crossed the line. So we're hoping now, being down in Division 2, it'll give us good confidence going into the championship itself. So
yeah,
we'll try and get back up to Division 1 as well.
But when you look through the teams and the opposition, there's nothing going to be all that easy, Katie.
No, I know. There's not much difference now with Armagh down in Division 2 as well, and the Down girls won in last year. And Westmeath, there's a lot of big teams down there as well. So at least the standard will be pretty up there with the Division 1 teams.
And you have Meath and Cavan and Clare in there as well.
Yeah, so there'll be a lot of... Cavan actually got off to a great start there last week.
Unfortunately, your game didn't go ahead last week against Armagh. We fell victim to the weather, so you're having your first crack at it this Sunday in Down.
Yeah, oh, it was very disappointing, especially because we were getting the game up in Glenfinn, but there's nothing we can do, not in terms of game time. Everything's kind of going against us, to be honest, but I suppose it doesn't matter wherever we're playing it, as long as we get the points coming off the field.
A lot of work done over the last couple of months.
Oh, definitely, yeah. The boys have a great setup for us, and we've all been kind of working away. We've a lot of girls away at college, so we're doing a lot of individual work and then coming together at the weekend. So it's all coming together anyway.
Yeah. Down your opponents tomorrow?
Yeah, Down. They're coming off a big defeat there in their first game last week. But
That was somewhat a freak result. 7-19 or something, points
yeah,
to against Westmeath. I know it was away from home, but there's certainly obviously some questions been asked in Down this week.
Yeah, like I think kind of the same as ourselves with the one last year. I think a lot of their girls retired, but there's still a few big names there, so I wouldn't rule them out just yet. So we'll not get too excited about the game yet.
And what are you looking for from the league?
Oh, we'd be looking to push well up in the league now. We'll be hoping to be in the final, I'd say, at this stage. But there'll be a lot of big games. We really want to build for championship, but it'll be great to get back up to Division 1. We've got the ability there, and we know ourselves that we should be playing Division 1 football. But hopefully, fingers crossed, now all goes well and we'll get ourselves back up there.
And it's a hectic schedule of games as well, isn't it? Because
it is, aye. With the game being cancelled last week, now we've 4 weeks out in a row and then a week off, just we have another three. So it's all running in pretty tight. But
So what about it? So what, 7 games in 8 weeks or something?
Yes, that's what it is, aye, 7 games.
Yeah, so obviously everybody will be hoping to keep fit and keep injury-free.
Yeah, exactly, at the minute. And of course, Geraldine's out with her knees. We have a few injuries already, but I suppose it's early days, so we don't mind too much as long as we're all fresh and fit coming near.